Okay, here we go. Three Hasidic ideas on Chazak ve'ematz. Parshas Vayelech, Shabbat Shuvah, Tashin Pei. Learn Shabbi Yitzchus, Lili Nishmas, my great grandmother, Sarah Beth Mordechai, Baruch Tzvi Beriv, Noy Nelson, Tzchus Fershlema, Yemen Simcha Ben Adin Aminas, Baruch V'chai Masha, Tav Henech Mordechai Befer Simcha. The first idea comes to us from Rav Baruch of Vizhnitz, the Imre Baruch, not Rav Baruch Simon, but Rav Baruch of Vizhnitz. And Moshe Binu charges Yoshua and it says in Perek Lamed of Pasuk Zayin, Vayikra Moshe Yishova, Be'yom Ha'ilava, Yenei Yisrael, Chazak Ve'ematz, Ki Tavos Amazah, you have to be strong and courageous when bringing the nation into the land. It says the Rav Baruch HaBishas, what's he saying? Says the Rav Baruch HaBishas, you know, Moshe Binu's entire life, he's living Ba'anava, Moshe Anami Kol Adam, and Yehoshua was chosen because of his Anivas, obviously as well. But now, when it's time now for Yehoshua actually to lead Kla Yisrael, Moshe is charging, and he's telling Yehoshua, make sure, Chazak ve'amatz, make sure that you live and you guide them with Gaved de Kedusha. You stand up for what's right. There's a time and place to be humble. There's also a time and place to be strong and courageous. Right now it's a time to be strong and courageous, to believe in yourselves, and to understand that you are the next leader. A beautiful insight from Rav Baruch HaVinches to understand sometimes in their lives, there's times for Anava and there's times in our lives for Gaiva to Kedusha. Like I think we say from Mesim Chabanan, there's got to be a certain balance in a person's life of Anochi Ovar Ve'efer, of being humble, and also of Bishvili Nivra Oilam, that the world is created for me. Anava, Gaiva to Kedusha. The second idea of Chazak Ve'mas comes to us from another Vizhitz, Rabbi the Imre Chaim of Vizhitz, Chaimer Vizhitz, the Imre Chaim of Vizhitz. He says, what's Chazak Ve'mas? He's telling, Moshe is telling Yehoshua, now that you're going to take over, you have to make sure, Chazak ve'amatz, make sure that you're always striving in Kedusha, make sure you're always striving in mitzvot and striving in Torah, because at the end of the day, as a leader, you have to make sure that you're always constantly growing yourself, and then you can be mashpia to others. Chazak ve'amatz means, says the Imre Chaim, make sure you're kosi revaya, make sure you're overflowing cup, and then you can lead, inspire, and guide Klal Yisrael. And this reminds me of the story of the Dumna Magid and the Gra. And the Dumna Magid comes to his Rebbe the Grand and says, how do you give over Torah? How do you give over Panemius? How do you give over inspiration? And the Vilna Gaon says, you ever see a Kiddush cup? You got to be a big Kiddush cup. And then if you're constantly close to your value, if you're constantly overflowing cup, then what's going to happen is that those little drops will come to your students as well. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yehoshua here. Chazak ve'matz, make sure to always be growing your Kedusha. Either you're taking over, and then that'll spread out to the rest of Klal Yisrael. And finally, the third and final idea, he's brought to us by the Beis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Aaron of Alexander. And he says, Rashi quotes right over here, Moshe says to Yehoshua, Moshe Amar Lo Yehoshua, Zekenim Shebodor Yiyum Lucha, Hakol Afi Daitan V'atzosam. Make sure that the Zekenim will be with you. Everything should be done in accordance with their opinion and advice. So that's what Rashi quotes the Chazal. Make sure that you have the Zekenim by your side. Says the Beis Yaakov, what was the deeper idea? He says that at the end of the day, Yehoshua, now that you're taking over, to know that you can't play the politics game, make sure you have shalom with everyone. And specifically, you have shalom ba'achdus with the Zekenim, that you're on the same page with the Zekenim. Because when you have achdus, when you have you have unity, nothing can touch you. It's the most important advice. So now that you're taking over, besides growing and having gaivet and kedusha and growing, you have to have the Zekenim on your side. You have to understand that you're a team, it's a team effort. You have to have the meaning of achdus, which is the whole essence of Yom Kippur. Right? We're going into Yom Kippur. Ki anu amecha. Ata avinu. The Rebbeinu Shem is our avinu. But first we have to be his nation. We have to be his family. When we care for each other, then the Av is there. Then the Father is there. That's what the Arizal says. Before coming to Davon, we have to take upon ourselves the mitzvah after Recha Kamocha. How important is it to take upon that mitzvah before Yom Kippur? Every morning we have to take, and every davening. But specifically before Yom Kippur, before we come to Avinu Malkinu, Chadosh Baruch Hu. I take upon myself the mitzvah after Recha Kamocha because I know I can't come to my father if I know that I'm not davening for my family, for my siblings. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Yeshua, says the Beis Yaakov. Make sure you have this kinyan by yourself. Let's review these three ideas. The first idea of Chazak Ve'matz says the Vizhnitz, Rebbe the Imre Baruch of Vizhnitz. Make sure that at the end of Yeshua, you know, your entire life you had an oven, and I taught you Anova, but right now it's time for Gaiva to Kedusha. Chazak Ve'matz, to be strong, to be courageous, to make strong decisions, be a proud and loyal Jew. And that's what Rav Simcha Banim says. In one pocket you have to Banuch Ove Ve'efer Anova, in another pocket B'Shili Nivra Olam, you have to know when to use what. And right now he was saying you have to use chazak v'matz gaiv the kedusha b'shvili never olam. The second idea of the Emrechaim Avizhitz says, what does it mean chazak v'matz? It means you have to koisi your vayu. You have to add kedusha. When you're going to be a leader now, you have to be strong in your mitzvahs. You always be growing, and then you could be able to be mashpia to others. And that's exactly what the Gra told the Dumna Magad. And the Dumna Magad asked the Gra how to grow and how to inspire his students. Make sure you be that overflowing kiddush cup, and then the little kiddush cups will be able to be overflowing as well. And finally, the third and final idea of the base, Yaakov says chazak v'matz. Moshe Ben was telling Yeshua, Moshe Amar lo Yeshua, the kim shabadu yu mincha. Make sure you have this kingdom on your side. Make sure you're not playing the political game. You're playing in a real, sincere, genuine way. You want to make sure you have this kingdom on your side. The midah of achdus, that there's no greater bracha than shalom in the world. And at the end of the day, it's the whole inyan of Yom Kippur. Coming before the Ribono Shel Olam, coming before our Father, we have to understand that we have to be on each other's family side. Caring for our siblings, davening for our siblings, davening for our family. Be'ezus Hashem, we take these three ideas of chazak v'ematz. The first idea of making sure we want to step up for gaivet to kedusha, stepping up to be able to make the right and correct decisions, and grow in a growth oriented decisions. To be able to make sure at the end of the day, we're always looking for opportunities for growth, never being satisfied with our ruchness, always looking for growing, always looking to be able to grow. And finally, to be able to have the koyach of achdus on our side, the koyach of shalom. Be'ezus Hashem, Mishpach, Gemar Chasim B'Tov, good Shabbos, and Gemar Chasim B'Tov.